Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you want to know who elected Trudeau's party again, it's boomers and women like this one. The Sesame Street pants with the cookie monster is a great touch. She's just missing a few cats hanging off of her. What's also missing is a rainbow-colored dildo so she can feel the rainbow inside of her. This poor cat also doesn't look all that happy or impressed to me. Moving on, here's Sean Connery and Thomas Brody Sangster. What differences do you notice? Looks like there's way too much soy in today's drinking water. Younger generations are turning into middle-aged twinks. Also, Sean Connery looked 50 then because back then people would drink like a fish and smoke like a chimney. It's also because of the testosterone decline. The man on the right probably has less testosterone than his grandfather. Number 13, today we learned that human resources only came into existence after women entered the workforce. HR should be called by its true purpose, the feminization department for companies. I don't think it's a coincidence that outside of computers we haven't really made any progress since the 1970s, when women entered the workplace. Computers used to be too difficult for most women to figure out, but once the smartphone came out, innovation in the digital sphere has gone down, as women flooded into those companies and started complaining about everything. Up next, here's a great joke. What's the difference between a man buying a lottery ticket and arguing with his wife? A man buying a lottery ticket has a chance to win. I don't think the true words have ever been spoken, and it's one of the reasons why you shouldn't get married. Married men also love to suffer through emotional abuse so they can sleep with women, and they wear it like a badge of honor. Happy wife, happy life is more important than my man's own happiness, it seems. Number 5, this 50-year-old woman is flattered because she still gets asked for her ID at supermarkets. She doesn't understand that the reason they're looking at her ID is in case she's trying to rob the place. Either that or she looks like a grandma and they're trying to see if she's eligible for the senior discount. Maybe she's also imagining that they're checking her ID. Either that or this is an actual photo of the cashier at the supermarket. Moving on, this lesbian couple who beat their 5-year-old son until he had 2 strokes have been jailed for 20 years. Looks like we've entered the last stage of the human mouse utopia experiment, where the mothers start ending their own offspring. I really wonder if that boy will grow up to respect women, or if he's gonna go his own way. In the end, they probably won't serve anywhere near 20 years. What happened was they were out after only 29 months. They probably had a blast in prison. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for lesbians. Number 7, Antarctica is gaining ice for the first time in decades. Does that mean that climate change is really a nothing burger scam being promoted to bring about communism? Looks that way. What will climate scientists do if and when the sea levels start actually falling instead of rising? Not to worry, they'll make up a new problem so they can keep raising taxes to fight it. If it wasn't a scam, then why would the elites keep buying beachfront property and flying on private jets? Up next, the Republican Party was founded in a tiny schoolhouse in Wisconsin, with the purpose of stopping Democrats from expanding slavery across America. Maybe this should be taught during Black History Month because blacks are still voting for the party that wants to make them slaves. In the past, it was overt slavery. Today, it's covert slavery by giving them welfare money and destroying their families. The sooner America goes bankrupt, the sooner the Democrats no longer make blacks their economic or political slaves. Number 9 is a high school teacher caught having sex with one of her students, and she faces 63 felony charges and even gave the kid some weed. I think the way to stop this madness is with something like the Florida bill, where they put pedos to death. But that won't happen, because she's a woman. 20 or 30 years ago, it was men that were the sexual predators, and today it's women. Or has it always been that way and we just didn't notice before? Moving on, these women want a legal abortion if they get pregnant. You have to admire their optimism that anyone would actually want to get them pregnant. They're just bitter that nobody wants to put a baby in their belly, so they're promoting abortion so that the women that do get pregnant abort their babies. Because after all, misery loves company. Even if they wanted to get pregnant, they probably couldn't. Because overweight women tend to have irregular periods. And if they get fat enough, they stop having them entirely. Number 11, Trump is trying to bring back the film production to the United States, as it's dying in America. Hollywood is about to turn into the new Detroit. So he now wants to tear films produced outside the country by 100%. Film is quickly becoming an obsolete industry. What's next? Is he going to tear foreign YouTubers and content creators too? Soon AI will be making films and 99% of studio employees will be completely out of work. the movie industry is dying because it pumps out woke garbage and won't be able to compete with artificial intelligence. Up next, Justine here says that men need to be shamed into doing their fair share of domestic work. Men invented washing machines and fridges to save women from doing as much domestic duty, and this is how they thank us. No thanks. I'll stay single and let cat ladies everywhere clean their own places. Maybe we should take all of our inventions back, including the electric vibrator, and see how they cope without it. If women want to be paid for domestic work, then maybe they should get jobs as maids. Number 13, grape classes are being introduced to explain to migrants that Western women are not grape targets. Good luck. Western men just need to move abroad and let the migrants have their way with Western women. Germany has even gone insane, suggesting that white Germans need to be conscripted to fight for diversity and defend the migrants and their bad behavior with military force. Many of those migrants don't even have a high enough IQ to pay attention or to learn in this classroom. Moving on, the Canadian government has seized Amish farms because the Amish refused to pay fines they didn't pay during COVID. When peaceful protesters had their bank accounts seized, it was only the beginning. The Amish fired back with a lawsuit of their own against the Canadian government and won, saying that they don't use phones so they didn't have to install the COVID-19 app on their phone while crossing the US border. The Canadian government has gone insane. Number 15, once again, the death penalty for raping a kid is now in effect in Florida. But when was the last time a woman in Florida was convicted of raping a child? Young male students can't be raped. They can only be seduced, according to women in the courts. This new law is designed only to end men, and no woman will be executed. Can you say double standards? The trad cucks are not looking for equality. They're looking to protect women even if they don't deserve it. Up next, this museum shows how Indians were executed by cannon during the British Empire. It was called being shot from the mouths of cannons. Maybe we should bring back this punishment for the telemarketers in India. But what did this guy even do? Maybe he misgendered the queen or something. Seems like a waste of a perfectly good cannonball to me. I'm sure that there are plenty of hungry tigers in India that would take care of him in a lot more clean fashion and for a lot cheaper. Number 19, can someone please explain this one to me? Is it a case of they hate us cause they ain't us? Maybe they're whitewashing themselves so that white people are more likely to buy their records and accept them into their social circles. That can't be the case because Samuel L. Jackson and Morgan Freeman aren't doing this either. Maybe Michael Jackson really did have a condition, and Beyonce just wants to sell a whole bunch of country records. Moving on, a Bush official claims that the US built a secret $21 trillion underground city for the rich and powerful to live in case there's a near-extinction level event. We've known for decades that they've been building dumps, or deep underground military bases, so it all makes sense. I guess now we know where the $4.1 trillion in missing Pentagon funds really went. The better question is, how does one become a member of this elite so they ensure a spot in one of these bunkers? Number 19, this woman claims to be an ecosexual and in a relationship with an oak tree. Maybe she watched the film The Found one too many times. Hopefully she doesn't get too frisky with that tree because then her hole might get some splinters. I think I finally found the reason she got together with that tree. Look at the way that trunk is hung. She's definitely taking this tree-hugging thing to a next level. How long before tree corn is a real thing? Up next, this woman wonders why men want their wives and girlfriends to be virgins. Seems to me like this woman is not a virgin herself. Maybe she needs to answer why any man would actually want a woman to be a hoe. Marrying a virgin gives you an 80% chance of a successful marriage, because she's going to be more likely to bond with you. If she's had 3 to 4 partners, that drops to 20%. And women with more partners than that riding the carousel, they usually never get married. Number 21, this woman claims that her biceps are bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's, but haters say that it's all fat. She says it's all muscle. Yeah, with all that strength, she can barely lift the pies up to her mouth. All I see is a morbidly obese woman with tacky powder puff girl tattoos. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and fat women went from being big boned to big muscled. That's the current stage of fat acceptance that we're in. Imagine these tattoos if she lost 300 pounds. Moving on, here's another fit muscular woman that says she doesn't sugarcoat anything. Of course she doesn't. She eats all the sugar before she can put it on anything. At least she's self-aware with that pig emoji and isn't interested in hiking or going to the gym. What do you guys call those meat flaps hanging next to armpits? In the 90s, we used to call it Oprah arm. Unfortunately for us in this day and age, a lot of men find women like this to be attractive. Number 23, this is why I no longer argue or debate with leftists or boomers. because you're actually arguing with the television, and the TV can't hear you, nor does it care. It just passively puts out information. Some boomers will get upset being grouped together with leftists, but if you consume leftist propaganda and then spread it, you're a useful idiot to the leftoids. Even most conservative boomers are just neocons. From my experience, most boomers have boomer group preference. They're like women defending their entire generation mindlessly. For the boomers listening, don't be like that. Start thinking for yourself. I know there's some of you that do. Up next, this woman says that she became a single mother at 21. What I want to know is, did she score a white boy or kidnap that child? Apparently the kid is Hispanic. But I think that this is the father. He was on his way to Valhalla to pick up some milk, but he never came back. And that's why she's alone with the baby. If you think getting together with a noir goddess is the best bet, think about the herpes before you do. Number 25 and the last one, we have another case of before and after liberalism. When is this madness going to come to an end? She went from looking like perfection to looking like living hell. Those nose rings are never going to not look stupid to me. She went from looking like a 7 with makeup to a 2. She kinda reminds me of a woke Mr. Mustache now. She's on testosterone and looks like she's trying to grow a mustache. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.